from me.
Absolutely. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Use it. Give that email address out to anyone, because that we hear from people globally. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. So we want you to use that. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, of course. And so we got to do this station ID here at the top of the hour. We're coming right back for our second hour. If you have time to call a friend and invite them to listen. We're getting in some great music coming up. Great music. Blow your socks off music. All right. So that's our station ID right here on TantalkNetwork.com. You can go to these shows. They are on the podcast part of the website here at TantalkNetwork.com. And if you want to listen to the show tonight, tomorrow, or any other time, just open the website, TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts and then go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and the shows will be there. Also, our Thursday night show, our life coaching show, Go Yard, same thing. You can go to the podcast page here, go to Go Yard, and you'll find some of our shows. Dr. Angel and I do a show every Thursday night called Go Yard, which means hitting a home run. And Cindy, do you want to comment on that show? Because I think it was 2.5 years into it, and we are just so blessed by the response we get. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, you can't beat it. All of us endure the same types of life stresses.
Right.
We don't all have that affordability to go to the psychiatrist,
right,
or the therapist.
Exactly,
and get,
yeah,
what we need. So it's free for the listening to help get another perspective and a professional's a point of view. And I mean, why not? I mean,
yeah.
And like, go through the podcast and find a subject that you can relate to. That's what
That's
I
right.
have to do with my business schedule. I just go back and find a subject that applies to my life and listen through it. And
That's exactly right.
Try.
We do put titles there. And then both of our websites, at the end of each month, our webmaster takes all the shows from that month, puts them on both of our websites. So our Beacon website is www.bohmglobal.com. There it is again, bohmglobal.com. That's for the Sunday shows. So our webmaster will do that this coming up here soon. All the shows for February will go on our website. We have hundreds, I mean literally hundreds, 400 and some shows on our website because we're getting ready to hit our 10th anniversary on Resurrection Day, which is Easter Sunday. Nan, what a day that is going to be. Cindy, I wish you were here. It's going to be
great
day.
I wish I could be there.
10-year anniversary. It's Resurrection Day. We're going to have a service at the beach, Dunedin Causeway, in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be quite a day, Nan, for our 10th anniversary for this show. Amazing, isn't it?
I'm just really looking forward to that. It's
going
to be
awesome.
Maybe
the Lord will just suddenly put me on a plane.
There you go.
You never know. But you know what?
We can pray.
It's so exciting that we have been able to weather all kinds of storms through these 10 years and continue to give out the Word of God consistently. Some people ask, how can you help financially? Any money that's sent in goes straight to the radio show bills. So if you want to go to our website, bohmglobal.com, go down to the bottom of the homepage to donations, hit that, and it'll open a window for PayPal. And any money that you give, tithes, offerings, goes to pay radio bills. And we now have the radio station in Mexico that we set up last year in Puebla. And I have a Spanish show there every week. In English, the title is Awake My Soul, like in the song that we started the show with, Despiértame Hoy. And we love doing that. And we are reaching out. This ministry is reaching out in Mexico and around the globe on that internet radio station. So we're excited, really excited about everything God's doing. Nan, you want to comment on that? And then we'll go to Cindy, and then we're going to start the second hour.
Well, I consider it a privilege to be able to be so involved with what is going on, and you know, the excitement in the air and what God's doing in the ministries he's done, the nursing home, the radio shows, the prayer line, the Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, all the various things that he is doing. It's
yes.
exciting to be a part. I'm so glad I'm a part of this, a Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm so glad I'm a part of these various ministries that reach out from our ministry.
And
it is our ministry.
It is. And the whole goal is to reach as many people for Jesus as we can before Jesus comes back. Cindy, do you want to comment? Because you were part of my church up in Indiana many, many years ago, Cornerstone Ministry, weren't you?
Yeah, it's amazing that so many years have kept us connected from that first ministry. And
right.
You know, I remember I longed for a ministry then. I wanted to do so much for the Lord. I loved the Lord so much. I wanted so much to do something more for him. And I kind of did a little bit of ministry there in the way with the women's group.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always had that longing to help others and do more. And now, all these years later, I won't say how many, but yeah, a lot of years later, still connected, and then this is where the end, maybe not the end, but where he's brought me from those longings to the radio ministry,
right,
where I'm actually reaching out and touching others' lives without even knowing how many or who they might be. And what I feel like, man, it's such a privilege to be chosen to be that person, be a part of this wonderful ministry. And I'm excited about all the growth that the ministry has. It shows us that we are approved.
Yes.
God has approved what we're doing, and he keeps giving us more and more.
Amen.
Because we're passing the test, obviously. So, you know, that makes me feel really good to be a part of the ministry.
Amen.
That's working for God and doing his work and what we're supposed to do.
Amen. And we're so glad you are. This next song is one of our favorites we play from time to time. Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure, because these four lepers were on a great adventure. And so are we. Love this song.
Another time around the circle, try to make
we do. We sure do. We got a trail to blaze. We got a lot to do because God has a plan for every single one of us. And his plans are so good. His plans are perfect. So if you feel today that God cannot use you, you are so wrong. He can use everyone. Let's talk about the lepers again in 2 Kings chapter 2. The long and short of this story is that the lepers, when they found all this loot and they enjoyed it and they took some and hid it and all that, then they did go to the city gate and they did tell the gatekeeper, hey, you know what? That the enemy has fled and all of their food and everything is there. Well, the king didn't even believe it at first. They went and told the king, and the king goes, oh, no, that's just a trick. They're going to come out and get us. And it's interesting that the king was so skeptical, but a lot of times we're skeptical, too, of blessings coming our way. We think maybe God can't begin to use us like he can somebody else, or maybe we just don't feel like we're, quote-unquote, good enough to accept all the blessings of God. And, Cindy, would you talk about that? Because this king almost missed out on the blessing, but he didn't. So that's good. But he almost did because he doubted that God could bless them like this in this surprising, suddenly moment.
Well, we sometimes miss the blessing because we don't feel, like you said, worthy of the blessing. We don't feel good enough. We've lost out on love so many times. We'll never be loved. I'm worthless. You know, just those things we tell ourselves that beat us down. We beat ourselves up. And words of others that have hurt us just keep us from feeling like God would use somebody like us. Or we may have sinned a life of sin that's so bad that we think that we can't even be forgiven.
Right. Yep.
That God would never consider using me as anything for his glory, not the things that I've done. So, yes, trust me. God knows everything. He sees everything, and he still will wash every sin away from one person to another just the same. He's not a respecter of persons.
No,
and that's
he's
what
not.
That's what people need to know.
Absolutely.
He is not. He loves everyone the same.
He does. And it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It says in Romans 3 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we are told in Romans 10:9-10 that if we will confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we can be saved. We ask God to forgive us, and we'll probably do that towards the end of the show again. We do that a lot on this show because we want to give people worldwide an opportunity as often as we can to make that declaration and to and really to accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And that's what it's all about, because when we actually accept him and realize that he has a wonderful plan for our lives, then the surprises and the suddenlies start happening, don't you think, Cindy?
Yes, I think so. Surprises unknown to what your even wishes were in the beginning, what you desired. God puts new desires in your heart. And
right, he does.
Surprises you with new ideas, and things just start unfolding like nothing the way you planned it.
Absolutely.
Blueprint it out.
I know. Nan, talk to us.
We just never know when that suddenly moment is going to happen. I mean, you know,
no.
Can you imagine? I mean, he tells the king this is what's going to happen. The guy who takes care of the king, like, kind of scoffed at him, like,
sure.
Yeah, right? You got to be kidding. You got to
right.
be joking. There's no way. And, of course, it was fulfilled what he said, that he would not
yeah.
be able to partake of that, you know.
Right.
And I think that speaks to, you know, we need not to have doubt.
No,
we need not
I
to
agree.
Have doubt. We need to trust. We need to believe. And he will move. And oftentimes he does move in a suddenly moment.
Absolutely. And yes, to finish the story here in 2 Kings 7, the king did, they did go and they found out that, yeah, the enemy, the lepers were telling the truth, that the enemy had fled and all the way along the path as they were running, they threw their clothes, their equipment, and the king got this word, and the people realized that the food prices did drop back to normal overnight, and it was just crazy what God did here. I mean, it was amazing, wasn't it? I mean, just an absolute suddenly moment. Now, in verse 17 of 2 Kings 7, the king's servant was actually trampled down, just like it was prophesied that he would not even be able to enjoy all this amazing stuff. He was trampled down, wasn't he?
Yes. So we need to have faith and trust God when he promises something, when he, you know, we see something in his word and he says you can have. We need to have faith and trust and believe that we can have that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to go over to Acts chapter 12 real quick, because there's a story there about Peter that it also is a suddenly moment. And we want to make this point today that when God promises to meet your needs, it can be like this, a surprise event. It can be a quick event, the change of your circumstances. It can also be something that kind of unfolds over time. We don't know how God's going to do it, but we know that God wants to move in our situations. And that's the point we want to make today. In Acts chapter 12, we see that King Herod has killed James, which was the brother of John, James and John. And he has also arrested Peter, and he is really on a rampage and really wants to basically have a public killing of the disciples of Jesus, because he thinks that's what the people want. So he's going to give it to them. So he puts Peter in jail, and he's not just in any kind of a normal cell where he can move around. He is chained to four squads of soldiers, and a squad was four. So basically there's 16 soldiers here that he's either chained to some of them or all of them, but they're all right there. 16 soldiers. Now that is an impossible situation, Nan. How can Peter get out of jail when there's 16 soldiers guarding him or chained to him, as some of them were? Doesn't that look pretty impossible to you?
That looks pretty impossible. Even if you got loose of the chains, you've got 14 men there who's going to stop you.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, it's just like, it's crazy, this story. And I love the story because it goes so much along with 2 Kings chapter 7. And Cindy, there are times in our lives where there is no way in the natural, when we look at our circumstances, that God is going to come through for us. It just doesn't look possible. Talk to me about that, Cindy, and then we'll go to Nan about that. Are you there, Cindy? I think I lost
you. Sorry about that.
Okay, all right.
I'm here.
Okay.
I had the mute button on.
Okay.
On that line, I have experienced very many times circumstances like that where the answers are supernatural.
Yes.
God can change a person's mind.
Right.
He can open a door that no man can open.
Right.
And then the evidence of what he does afterwards, you know it was God. You know it was supernatural. You know in the natural there's no way the decision would have come out as it did. The court, there's just so many in our real life experiences, court decisions. A lot of cases in court where we won't need things to go our way. Jesus is our advocate. He is right here with us when
yes.
we're going through this stuff.
Yes.
And he can sway the decision.
Right.
In your favor.
Amen. Amen.
And that's just what we have to get a hold of. And how much power he has.
Absolutely. And I think we need to quit wasting time wondering how he's going to do it and just thank him that he is going to do it. Right?
Because it's God. We don't need to ask how.
Right. Because it's probably going to be some wild way, like with these lepers, you know? It's some crazy thing that God's going to do. And this is an impossible situation. Talk to me about that, Nan, before I play this amazing song that I can't wait to play.
Well, I think what happens with all this is such an example to us how he will do the same thing in our lives. And
right.
Suddenly, or not suddenly, you know,
yeah.
Suddenly moment. Yes, as you said, sometimes over gradually over time. Either way, we need to latch on to these kind of stories in the Bible.
Yes.
and just praise God, praise him for what he's doing in our lives, and reflect on how what he did in their lives and how he moved in their situations.
Amen. And before I play the song, I want you, audience, to think of a situation in your life that you feel is impossible, that there is no way it's going to turn around. You can't even imagine a way that it can turn around for you. Whatever that is, I've got one in my mind right now for me. And some of you, let's think about that, because God wants to do an impossible thing. Now, I've heard this said many times, and I've used it in many sermons. You cannot have a miracle without an impossibility, okay? If it were possible, it wouldn't be a miracle when it happens, correct? You cannot have a miracle without an impossibility. I got a situation in my mind right now for me. Maybe you do for you. I have played this song, Nan and Cindy, since I got this CD a Thursday. I have played this song probably 50 times in my car.
Ooh.
I'm serious. I've been on the road a lot with work in the last few days. And I am playing this. I just keep rewinding it and playing it again. And it's, I got it down on my spirit. This is Chris Tomlin with featuring also Danny Gokey on this song. Love it. See if you like it as much as I do.
Captive free, you lift the heavy burden, and even now you are lifting.
Danny Gokey.
Though I walk through the valley, darkness surrounding me, there you prepare a table, in the presence of my enemy.
Impossible,
possible. One word and the one.
Love that song. You do impossible things. Yes, you do, mighty God. Woo, okay. Let's get back to Acts 12 right here. Love it. Okay, so Peter is in an impossible situation. By the way, Nan and Cindy, did you like that song?
It's almost good.
Very blessed by it.
Good, because you're going to hear it again in a minute. Okay, so here we go. Okay, Peter is sitting chained up with four squads of four soldiers, each to guard him. The king was planning a public lynching after Passover. Verse 5 of Acts 12. All the time that Peter was under heavy guard in the jailhouse, the church prayed for him most strenuously. Very important, people. Don't give up your prayer time. That's why we have a prayer line. It's so important that we pray for each other strenuously. Don't give it up. Verse 5. Then the time came for Herod to bring him out for the kill. That night, even though shackled to two soldiers, one on either side, Peter slept like a baby. Talk to me about that, Cindy. Peter slept like a baby. He had two soldiers shackled to him, one on each side of him, plus 14 others right there in the room. And he slept like a baby, Cindy.
Which tells me that he had the peace of mind in knowing that God was going to rescue him.
Woo!
Knowing the outcome. Peace of mind when you lay your head down on that pillow at night.
Right.
That's what we all want. And you can have that.
Yes.
Same peace of mind, radio listeners, if you receive Jesus and accept his gift.
Right.
And that's what you do, is you know that something is going to happen on the morning, when the morning comes, God's
going to
show up.
Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Wailing may last for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Oh, my. We were in that passage there in Psalm 30, if you all remember, just a little bit ago. And we quoted 10, 11, and 12, but verse 5, I think, is really the one you mentioned earlier, Cindy. Verse 4 of Psalm 30. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30 is a great psalm for you to go read. Nan, talk to us about this. You know, we get so bogged down thinking that God is not hearing us, or God does not care, or God is so busy with other people that he doesn't have time for us.
But those are all tricks of the enemy to try to keep us from what we're entitled to. Those things.
Absolutely.
We're a child of God. We're a child of the King, and we're entitled to those things. It is wonderful, you know, when you have something going on in your head and something's happening and it's occupying your thoughts and you don't know how it's going to work out, and it looks kind of bleak at the moment. It's wonderful to be able to put your head on your pillow and say, Father, please just help me get sleep. I need sleep tonight. I need rest tonight. And he'll give you that sleep. He'll give you that rest.
Absolutely.
So, you know, because we, you know, if we wind up going on too much of a deficit of sleep, which is what can happen, and when you roll, toss, and turn for three nights in a row because you're worried about the situation, then you're worried about it during the day, you're all worked up over it.
Right.
You know, and it's not to minimize what anybody goes through, because we have real life issues that we
go
through. I've been through things in the past. You have been through things in the past. Cindy has been through things, you know, and it's not to minimize any of that. But, you know, God will give us a peace. You know, his word says he'll give us a peace that passes
all understanding.
And, you know, that is, I mean, to get peace, I mean, one particular thing I had dealt with in the past, and people was and praise God for this, but people were almost amazed at how I was peaceful about the situation.
Right.
And it had a great outcome, but it was like God gave me that peace, a supernatural peace.
Yes.
And he will do that. If he does that for me, does it for you, does it for Cindy, he'll do it for anyone who's listening.
Absolutely. And it's a matter of claiming it, standing on it, believing God that even though you may have a lot of sadness in your life or pain or illness, disease, God can and will move in your situation. It's a matter of believing and asking and believing God for that suddenly moment. Cindy talked to me about this, and then we're going back to Peter here in jail.
And early in the Psalms, the scripture said, sing to him.
Yes.
So, goes along with these songs you're playing. Put the joy music on. Sing to the Lord. Praise him in song. Sing in the shower. But put the music on and the songs you love. Like you, I have a favorite one I repeat over and over and over because it speaks to me.
Yes.
And it tells me what I need to hear.
Right.
And that is my uplifting moment of, I can do this. You know, this is my message in this song. So do that. It really helps a lot.
Oh, it certainly does. And so when we are up against it, like we oftentimes are, God's got an answer that we may not know how he's going to work something out, but he is going to work something out. So let's look at Peter. And all the time that Peter is in there with the guards and under heavy guard, he's sleeping. The church is praying. Verse 6 of Acts 12, then the time came for Herod to bring him out for the kill. So the next morning, they're going to kill him. Okay. That night, even though shackled to two soldiers, one on either side, Peter slept like a baby. There were guards at the door keeping their eyes on the place. Herod was taking no chances. So, I mean, you're talking a ton of guards. Acts 12, verse 7 starts with this word, suddenly, in the Message Bible. Suddenly there was an angel at his side and light flooding the room. The angel shook Peter and got him up. Hurry! The handcuffs fell off his wrists, and the angel said, get dressed, put on your shoes. Peter did it. Then grab your coat, and let's get out of here. And Peter followed him, but didn't believe it was really an angel. He thought he was dreaming. I find it interesting that guards made no attempt to stop him. His handcuffs fell off. They were, you know, under lock. He was under lock and key. All the chains fell off supernaturally. This is the power of our living God that we serve. Talk to me, Cindy. Whoa, this is so huge.
I guess they were just stunned.
Yeah, I think they were.
Too shocked to respond. It would happen so suddenly, and they were just.
I think the angels hit them with a angelic stun gun.
Pixie dust or something.
Yeah, angelic stun gun. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something.
They didn't do a thing. They didn't even try to fight it. They just let it happen. And it's almost like they were frozen in time or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nan, do you want to comment on that? Because, yeah, I think it's an angelic stun gun myself. But go ahead.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, and this is like quite the miracle that God performed by getting him out of the binds that held him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we've been in this 10-week series on going the distance, and we're concluding that series today. And with this whole story in Kings, 2 Kings, and now here in Acts, we serve a God of the suddenly moment. We serve a God that circumstances that seem impossible are not with God. And therefore, we can go the distance with him because as we allow ourselves to get faithed up, we know that God can change our circumstances in a suddenly moment. We can go the distance. We can trudge along, and then we know God's got something in store for us. Talk to me about that, Nan, then we'll go to Cindy for a comment.
Well, just so exciting when he does those things for you yourself. I mean, okay, we read the stories in the Bible and the parables and all that, and we get faithed up.
Right.
And by reading those things. And then when God does things in our own lives,
it
really is exciting. And,
it's crazy,
you know, and
good.
It so much more increases our faith once he does it one time to realize he will do it more than one time. So then not only do we have stories in the Bible to reflect back on, we have our own story.
Yeah.
Our own story share with people and encourage people and say, well, this is what God did now in my life.
Don't you think Peter was a changed man after this event? I mean, he was trusting God. He was going to die the next morning and be lynched, hung, and yet he's sleeping like a baby. Talk to us, Cindy, and then I got to play that song again, girls.
Okay.
I just got to. But go ahead, Cindy.
Well, when God does something so magnificent for you or something that's so close to your heart and that answer comes, it's so huge in your in our lives. It's
yeah.
so huge that you're a believer. There's no question. There's no doubt anymore.
Amen.
It's done, hands down, said and done. You will be a believer. When that happens and you experience it, there's no turning back in whether you believe or not. And then it's like an addiction, and you want more and more and more of these good things and these surprises that God does.
Right.
I look forward to my blessing.
Woo!
And I've learned that no matter how much the devil beats me up, the harder times get, and those trials, the longer I endure it, the bigger the blessing.
Oh, Impossible Things by Chris Tomlin with a solo in the middle by Danny Gokey. One more time. Got to do it, guys. Got to do it. I'm playing air drums in here in the control room.
You healed a brokenhearted. You set the captive free. You lift the heavy burden. And even now you are lifting. Darkness surrounding me, there you prepare a table, in the presence of my enemies, yeah, there is no healer like the Lord our Maker, there is no equal to the King of Kings, oh, our God is with us, we will fear no evil, 'cause you do.
Praise God. Let him lift you from the burden of whatever it is you are carrying. You do impossible things. When you think about the fact that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords created you and loves you, that he can be and wants to be your Father God, it's an amazing, almost impossible thing to think that he can, in one word, forgive you from everything you've ever said or done that was not pleasing to him and provide eternal life for you. Cindy, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, and let's give an opportunity for those in our audience that maybe are not sure that if they died tonight, they would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. This may seem like an impossibility for them to know that God could come and live on the inside of them, but he can and he wants to. And so we invite you. I'm going to pray it, and each sentence or each phrase, and then Cindy will follow up and repeat that and pray along with Cindy. And if you are not sure about your salvation, now is the moment to have this amazing, what seems impossible thing happen to you, where you are, you've got your salvation nailed down, and where you can know that you're going to be in heaven with him someday. Whoa, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth to show us the Father.
I believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth to show us the Father.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
And also God himself.
And also God himself.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me.
I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me.
For anything and everything I've ever said or done.
For anything and everything I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I invite you to enter my heart.
I invite you to enter my heart.
I invite you to come and live in me.
I invite you to come and live in me.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I am your child.
I am your child.
You are my Father God.
You are my Father God.
You're my Papa.
You're my Papa.
And I receive you now in Jesus' name.
And I receive you now in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Woo! If there's any of you out there that prayed that prayer around the globe, you know, you may not have listened live to the show. It doesn't matter when you listen. If you pray that prayer, we'd love to hear from you. Just send me personally an email, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and let us know that you prayed that prayer, and we will be praying for you and your spiritual walk. And we always encourage people to start reading in the book of John. And we're going to be teaching out of the book of John for the next few weeks as we approach Easter Resurrection Sunday. So that's a great book to start reading right now, the book of John. Cindy, do you have anything you'd like to say to anybody out there? And then we'll go to Nan.
No, just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me be a part of this ministry to you ladies. Always a blessing to be on with Nan. Love the poetry that God sends.
Yes.
Always speaks to us personally and our listeners. I love everybody, and I know God loves all of you, and just give Jesus a try.
Give him a try. Amen. Nan,
yes,
and
give him a try.
Don't go yet, Cindy, just a minute.
Okay.
Nan, go ahead.
I'll hang on.
Well, I just want to encourage people to even reread back through these scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
And reread
Such
back
good
through
stuff.
These scriptures.
Yes.
And anything else that the Lord leads them to, and to trust him.
Right.
They as us can trust him.
Yes.
And he will move in suddenly moments in their lives. And they'll be able to reflect back on the show and say, you know, I remember when they were talking about that. Wow, it's now happened in my life.
A suddenly moment.
A suddenly moment. And that, you know, these are two great examples of suddenly moments occurring in the Bible. And I just encourage them to read and reread and reread through them.
Yes. We find in Acts 12 that after Peter got out of jail and the angel took him to led the way, and he's walking. He thinks he's dreaming. He doesn't realize it's an angel. He goes to the house where the prayer meeting was. The little servant girl comes to the door and says, how can it be Peter? And she thinks she's seeing an angel. And she goes back in and tells the people that are all gathered. They're praying, a bunch of people. Peter's at the door, and they can't believe it. And it's like that with us. When we see the answer happen, it's almost like we can't believe it. Right, Cindy? It's just like, whoa, how can this be?
Some of the things God does, it is unbelievable. And it's supernatural. You know it's God. He does it on purpose.
Yes.
To blow your mind.
Yeah.
So you know. And when that happens, it increases your faith. Each time it happens, your faith gets stronger and stronger.
That's right.
And then you can, it's easier to get faith up over time if you allow him to do these things in our lives each time.
Absolutely.
Your faith strengthens.
And, you know, this whole series has been going the distance. If you've missed some of these shows, go to the podcast here at tantalknetwork.com or our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch up. And realize that we go through a process of learning to be faithed up, like Cindy likes to talk about. It's a process where we go through life situations and we have choices. Do we trust God in this event? Do we trust God in this moment? Do we believe that God, I mean, Peter slept like a baby in jail right the night before he was getting ready to be murdered. And yet, Peter knew that God had what was best in store for him, whichever way it went, if it went to heaven or if he stayed here. And he had a suddenly moment. This whole series is about going the distance, being faithful in our commitment to God, trusting him to move in our situation because we want to live with him eternally, forever. That's where we want to be. I got to play this Chris Tomlin song for you, and then we'll come back to Cindy and Nan for some final comments. The title of this new song is Home. I think you're going to love it.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering, there's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away, every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace in heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go, oh, I wanna go home where every fear is gone. I'm in your open arms where I is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I
song couldn't say it any better, could we, to end this series, Going the Distance. Woo! Talk to us, Cindy. I love that song.
And just like the song is saying, and that's all God is asking for those who don't know him, is start the journey home. Don't wait till it's too late. The calling is now. There's many, many that he wants to reach through this ministry today, and he wants you to start your journey with him. Begin to trust him in the small things, if you can't trust him with big things. And little by little, keep a journal of the blessings and the things he changes and does for you, so you can reflect back and see exactly when and where he did these things in your life, and begin to trust him. And then the big things, you'll start trusting him in. But that's all he wants you to do, is make that effort to begin the journey with him, and you won't be disappointed.
Oh, no. Isn't it true? You're right on about everything you just said. It's so profound when you go back and read, because I keep all these little tiny books full of the stuff God tells me and the verses he shows me, and how you go back and you look what God did, and I write down prayer requests and then answers to prayer, and it is a faith builder, isn't it, Nan? Talk to us about that. Isn't it great?
It's great. I mean, I journal.
Good idea, Cindy.
Also, and... Yeah. It's the other day I sat there and I read back through some stuff in that journal. I remember that. Yes, I remember. You know, and it brings back the remembrance.
Yes.
You know, the details of some of the things that he has shared with you, or the details of some things you've shared with him, of needs that you had or things happening or whatever was going on. And then he moved in those situations, and then we can read where he moved in those situations. And it's kind of like reading back through the, I'm not going to compare, it's nowhere near the Bible, but the stories in the Bible, we now see that we have our own stories going on in our own journal that we can sit there and reflect back up on and read that. Yeah. Just like we read back in the Bible, and the stories we can read back in our own lives, in our journals, the stories of where God has moved.
That's so true. Comment on that, Cindy. Yeah, that's right on both of you.
I just think it's so cool. We can journal these stories that we can pass on to our children and our grandchildren, when they read these things that we've written, especially when we've passed on and gone home, and they say, wow, look at this faith that our grandmother had or our great grandmother had, and maybe we can encourage and pass that faith on to others in our writing like that too.
Isn't that true?
Share them with our kids now, and share them with your family now, and say at the family dinner table, hey mom, listen to this, remember when. You know, start planting those seeds in your family, too. But, yeah, journaling is awesome. I started doing it more purposefully.
And you're right. Besides journaling, start talking about the answers to prayer. Start talking about how God changed your situation and met your need, or how God intervened and your life changed at this moment because you had a suddenly moment, and how you're going the distance with him, and one of these days you're going to be home, home in heaven. I love that song. Do you two like that song? Isn't that great? One of these days we're going to be home walking those golden streets. Nan, talk to us again. Give us some final thoughts here. We're getting ready to wind down.
What I'd like to say is that if people have, when God moves in their lives in different ways and gives them suddenly moments, perhaps share back with us their church, because for many people listening, we are their church.
Right, exactly.
We are their church. And to send in praise reports to us at the
prayers at bohmglobal.com.
Prayers at bohmglobal.com, and send us, and that way that increases our faith too.
Right.
When we read those things and can see how God has moved in the listeners' lives also.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Nan, and thank you for being on the show today, as always. Cindy, talk to us. Give us some final thoughts. Thank you, Nan.
Well, I hope God blesses all you radio listeners this week. And hopefully something that we've said today will bless you, and that we've touched many out there today that God wanted to reach. And remember, we do this for his glory, not for ours. We all come from ordinary backgrounds, nothing special. God can use you to spread his word, to teach his word, to reach others. So be open-minded to let him put people in your path this week that can change you and change your life. May God bless all of you.
That's really a good point. You know, we are just ordinary people, but we're just people who love God and want to serve him and want to get the word of God out there. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Nan, for your dedications, your dedicated service here as part of the radio team at Beacon of Hope Ministries. And for all of you out there, if you prayed that prayer with us a little while ago, we want to hear from you and so that we can pray for you. That's the only reason. Pastor@bohmglobal.com is my email address. Again, our website is simply that, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. And one more time, for your prayer requests and your praise report, send them to prayers@bohmglobal.com. So anyway, our whole goal in this whole series has been to help you increase in faith and get stronger in your walk with God, and to realize that what we do here in the few days that we live on this earth, few years, is nothing compared to eternity, and that God has a home for each of us, a home where we can actually live with Him. And that's what it's all about, that home where we're going. We want to go the distance, and we want to spend eternity with Almighty God. It's Not Far to Jesus has been our theme song at the end of the show for really since the very beginning of the show, almost 10 years ago. And I still love this song, It's Not Far to Jesus. And I love to sign off with that because it reminds every one of us that no matter what we've got going on in our lives, no matter how difficult life may be for you today, it's not far for you to find the help you need. Just run to Jesus. Run to His arms and let him hold you. Let him touch your life in a powerful way. So there's no distance from the love of God. He's there for you. He's always right there. Run to Him. He will hear your prayer like He did those people who were praying for Peter. So let's believe God for some suddenly moments. This has been Nan Watson, Cindy Logan, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida, bringing you the Word of God today. It's Not Far to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. We will be right here again next Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Catch our shows on podcast here, tantalknetwork.com. God bless you. Have a great week. Join us Thursday night for Go Yard, 6:06 p.m. God bless you. It's not